Good Sunday morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Shiur in Hilchis Yichud, Hilchis Evan Ha'ezer, Simon Chav Beis, which is Hilchis Yichud. We have been speaking about the aspect of Yichud called Shomrim, which means that there are certain individuals that even if there's a situation of Yichud, for example, a man and a woman, if there's a presence of another woman, which is also Yichud, a man and two women, but if one of those women happened to be a person whom the man would never do anything wrong with, what we call a shomer or shomeres, that shomer or shomeres will prevent the isser of yichud from setting in. So for example, if a man's mother is present, a man's sister is present, a man's daughter is present, would that permit the man to be with his daughter, his sister, his mother, and another woman? So we saw it was a discussion among the poskim, but Rav Moshe came out, lahakel, I think we have room to be make a like Rav Moshe. So, halacha l'maisa, we talked about the very common case of a man's home with his daughter, and his daughter invites a friend home to study for a test. So, according to Rav Moshe, that would not be yichud, and the front door can be locked. That's one thing that we spoke about. We also talked about the inverse case. Let's say the woman has a relative. Let's say the woman has her father or her brother or her son is present, and there's another woman there. So since the man won't... that's just the inverse. Okay, let's leave it at that for now. What we're going to talk about today is a different aspect of a shomer. A shomer, again, in Hilchas Yichud, where there's somebody who's present who is going to somehow protect the situation from becoming yichud, because we know that no one's going to do anything wrong. But not because it's a relative, but rather it's the exact opposite. Chazal teach us, as we'll see inside just a minute or two, that there are certain people who hate each other. I'll give you the best example. A mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Let's say I want to be miyached with two people who I'm not related to at all, but they're related to one another as mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Now, forget about all the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law jokes. There's truth to every joke. Chazal understand that mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws have a tension and are very happy to see the other one get messed up. They don't like each other. They dislike each other. And therefore, Chazal understand, as we'll see this inside in a minute, that if you have two women who don't like each other, they'd be very happy to call out the other person. So let's say one of them will be Mizana. The other one will tell the whole world about it. Or if the other one will be Mizana, the first one will tell the whole world about it. Therefore, each one is going to be scared to be Mizana. And that scenario will make it mutter for the man to be with these two women, because the two women hate each other and would definitely tell the whole world if anything would happen. So therefore, each woman, since each individual woman knows that her opposite woman, the opposing woman, would tell the world. So each individual woman is scared to do anything inappropriate, because each one is scared of the other because they hate each other. The Gemara, let's see it's inside now. Let me share the screen. And we'll see a few types of relationships of people who we assume hate each other, which will therefore be a kula and permit yichud, because each one of the hating women would be scared that the other one will spill the beans. And therefore, because they're scared of the beans being spilled, they won't do anything wrong because they're scared that the world will find out about it. So let's see the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph. Amar Rava, Misyachedes Adam im Shtei Yevamos. If you have two women who are potentially could fall to Yibam to the same husband, so they're each scared. Let's say you have a bunch of brothers that are married. Brother 1, brother 2, and brother 3. Brother 2 and 3, if they're in a car accident, so wife number 2 and wife number 3 will both fall into Yibum to potentially the same brother. So they are both scared. I don't know if the case is exactly like, but you'll get the point. They are both scared. They might end up being co-wives. And nobody likes a co-wife, right? Yerachel and Leah, I don't know how they got along, but you know, you could imagine the two wives competing for the same husband's attention. As we see in the next two words, Vim Shtei Tzaros. if you have a husband who's married to two women. Nowadays, we don't have that, of course. But let's say, before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon, there was a scenario where you have two wives. Now, the two co-wives, obviously, are always competing for each other's attention, are always looking to put each other down so they could get, you know, their husband's greater attention. So they hate each other. There's a certain dimension of hate, and therefore, the Gemara is going to say that it will be mutter to, the Gemara here says, misyached with these two women. Because if you have yichud, a man who's unrelated to either of them, and two co-wives who come in at the same time, so each co-wife wants to mess up the other. So since each one knows the other one wants to mess her up, each one will independently be scared to do anything inappropriate because she's going to have her co-wife call her out and spread rumors about her. So each co-wife will not do anything wrong. So therefore, even though they hate each other, therefore it's going to be mutter to be miyached with those two women. Similarly, im isha v'chamosa, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Let's say you sell silver, and you have a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law are coming into your store a little bit after the chasana, and the mother-in-law wants to buy the daughter-in-law her leichter for Friday night, her Shabbos, her silver candlesticks. So are you, the silversmith, the silver salesman, allowed to lock the door and have a sale session with these two women? What do you mean? One man and two women is Asur. It's Asur Daraisa. They're both married. It's Asur Daraisa. I mean, Asur Darabana, because there are two women, so it's only going to be Darabana. But of course it's Asur. Oh, but since there is an underlying tension between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, and deep down each one would be very happy to get the other one in trouble, so the mother-in-law is not going to want to mess up because her daughter-in-law will make fun of her and spread the beans and spill the beans. The daughter-in-law doesn't want to do anything wrong because she's scared her mother-in-law will, you know, tell her husband what happened and tell everybody what a terrible daughter-in-law she is. So therefore, neither of them will do anything wrong and it will be mutter. Yeah, even so, there's always an underlying tension. Every mother really doesn't want to give her son away so easily. Of course, she says she's happy, and she pretends to be happy, but deep down, the mother is not so happy to giving her. Nobody's good enough for my son. No one's good enough for my son. Oh, my son has to get married. I'm not going to stand in the way of his shidduch, but no one's really good enough for my son. That might be what's happening here. Similarly, the fourth case, what do we have? We have two yivamis, two tzaros, isha v'chamosa, and case number four is isha ubas baila. What does that mean? A woman and her husband's daughter. That's a stepdaughter, right? There are always tensions between as wonderful as a stepmother or a stepdaughter could be one to another, there's always a tension. Nobody could replace, you know, a child who lost their mother. Nobody could replace her when the father gets remarried and there's a stepmother involved. There's always it's a tension. That's sort of Chazal, you know, as good intended and as hard as people try, Chazal realize that that's just a situation that's fraught with innate tension and there's nothing to do about it. And those two women, therefore, as Rashi says, all these people who we just mentioned, they're all sonos, zo es zo. And therefore, if, for example, let's say a stepmother and her stepdaughter are at home and the frum plumber wants to come work on the plumbing, so they would be able to lock the front door. What do you mean? But it's one man and two women. That's usher, isn't it? Yes, but since there's a tension between the mother, the stepmother, and the stepdaughter, since there's that tension, therefore, each one would be very happy to get the other one in trouble, in a certain sense, on some level, and therefore, each one will be therefore scared that the opposite will spill the beans if they do anything wrong, and no one will therefore sin. And since no one will sin, there's no Isra of Yichud. That's the first part of today's discussion, which we'll talk about a little bit, but let's see the next line of the Gemara, because that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more, which is more common. The fifth Shomeres, we had four scenarios of Shemira, now we will have a fifth scenario of Shemira. It's a little bit different qualitatively, because the first four are sets of women who hate each other or who dislike each other, who have tension one with another. And because of that tension, each one is scared of the other, that the other will get them in trouble, so no one will do anything wrong. This category is totally different. Im isha v'tinokas, I'm allowed to have yichud with one woman? No. But if I have a woman and another woman, that's also aser. But if I have yichud with a woman and her little daughter, if her daughter is at a very specific young age, as we'll see in a second, that will permit the yichud because the daughter is young enough to sort of know what's happening and to spill the beans and to say, oh, I saw mommy doing something really weird, and the mommy will therefore be scared to do anything inappropriate. Let's see that. Gemara im isha v'tinokas, how old is this little girl that is going to permit her mother to have yichud with a man? Sheyoda'as ta'ambia, the young girl knows what is happening. She realizes that this is inappropriate behavior. But at the same time, the young girl herself is not herself sufficiently interested in a man, in Bia, but otherwise it would be one man and two women. That would be Aser. Ve'en moseres atzma l'Bia. So it has to be a very, you know, there's a minimum and a maximum. She's old enough on the lower age to know that this is inappropriate behavior, but she's not old enough to actually have a Yetzer Hara and be interested in this kind of behavior on her own. Let's see how Rashi touches this very precise age that we're going to have to sort of figure out halacha l'maisa, because it's very nogeya halacha l'maisa, especially if a woman wants to take an Uber. A woman wants to take an Uber with a man in Muncie, in a small, or in back Lawrence, where there's not so many people driving around, so that should be, that potentially could be yichud. So if you have your little daughter with you, well, how old would the daughter have to be to permit the yichud? Says Rashi, Yudas tam bia kolomar. The little girl knows mahi bia, shateida lesaper dvarim b'shuk, so that she'll tell people, oh my gosh, my mother was doing this crazy thing. So the poskim say it doesn't actually mean that she knows what bia is per se, that the little girl has to actually know what bia is per se. It has to be that she's old enough that she knows that this is inappropriate behavior and something's weird, and she would talk about it. So, you know, it could be that a girl who's raised in a sheltered home might not know what bia is till years later. But still, she knows at a younger age that certain, you know, behaviors are very inappropriate. With her mother would do certain behaviors with another man. She would definitely know this is weird and it's not appropriate and it's off limits and there's something off from a little girl's perspective. And she's not shamed because she's still a little kid. She'll say, you know, you'll never guess what mommy did this morning with the Uber driver. Okay, until what age? Until the Gemara says, Eina maseres atzma l'bia, until the age that she would be interested herself. So she has to be small enough that she's not interested. Says Rashi, mitoch kotna, because of her youth, adayin lelav she yetzahara. She still doesn't have the yetzahara that has overcome her. Hilkach, ein kan mishum das kala, she won't have that susceptibility, shelo teinoch lehispatos. Right? If you have one man and two women, that's usually aser. Why? Because we're worried that the one man will seduce both of the women. But there's nothing to seduce. If you have a little girl who has no Yetzirah, there's nothing to seduce. What do you try to convince her? I'll give you, do this aver with me, I'll give you candies? That's not the kind of seduction that we're concerned with. The concern of seduction that a man will seduce a woman is that he'll emotionally manipulate a woman to the point that she will feel loved by him and be interested in him, and he'll create an environment where she'll want to participate in doing something inappropriate. But if you have a little girl, a 7-year-old girl, you know, how are you going to, there's no, the concept of seducing her to be interested in this kind of act, unless you bribe her with candies, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about seduction, not, you know, let me do this and I'll give you candy. That's not what we're talking about. So what do we have here? We have a very important kula. The kula is, you have a yichud with a woman, it's going to be mutter if there's a little girl with her that is Yodas Tambia, she realizes that there's something inappropriate, but she doesn't yet have a Yetzirah. What is the exact age? That is something we'll get to in a minute or two. But it's important to realize that this heter is not just if it's the daughter of the woman. I mean, if I'm yichud with a woman, and she has a little girl, let's say a 6-year-old girl, a 7-year-old girl, 7-year-old girl knows that something's inappropriate, but yet she doesn't have any Yetzirah on her own to be interested in these kinds of activities. A second grader, a third grader. So that girl does not have to be the daughter of the woman. So if I have yichud with a woman, the presence of any 7-year-old girl, 6 or 7-year-old girl, would be mata the yichud, even if it's not the daughter, or my daughter, or her daughter, or anyone's daughter. The fact that there's a 7-year-old girl present would make yichud mutter across the board. We'll see that later on in the shiur. We'll answer your question. No, this is a different heter entirely. That's an anxiety that, Baila Bi'ir is an anxiety that people won't do something wrong. They're anxious to do something wrong knowing that their husband, you know, might find out he's local, he's around. Here, it's that, it's not an an anxiety that I don't want to do anything wrong. It's that I'm terrified that the woman who's next to me, if you have a competitor who you know dislikes you and you dislike them, and you know if you do anything wrong, they're going to call the cops on you, or they're going to call the if you have a competing, you're a doctor, you have a competing doctor right next door, if you do anything wrong, you know that he's going to call the Department of Health on you, and he knows that if you do anything wrong, you're going to call the Department of Health on him. So neither of you, that's a shmira on both of you. Neither of you are going to do anything wrong because each of you are scared that the opponent, the competitor, will call the Department of Health. So if there's a scenario where there are two women, each of them are competition one with another, two tsaras, a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law, they're each competing for their, the boys, the mother wants her son to love him, the wife wants her husband to love her, so they're both competing for the love of the same person, two co-wives. They're both competing for the love of their one husband. So there's competition, and they know that if they mess up, the other one will take advantage and will get her in trouble. So they'll be scared. It's not just like an underlying anxiety, I don't want to do anything wrong. It's a real fear to get caught by somebody who will call you out. I think it's a more direct fear than the way that we had the Rambam that said that general anxiety that a woman doesn't want to do anything inappropriate when her husband's. I think this is even a stronger, more visceral fear of a realistic, palpable consequence. If I do something wrong, she's going to get me in trouble. So therefore, I will not do anything wrong. Yeah, exactly. That's correct. Okay. Where does this halacha of two women who hate each other come up more in Shas? I read you Shas, but it's based on another area in halacha. The Gemara in Kedushin talked about the yichud being permitted when you have two women who hate each other. They're called the Chamisha Nashim or the Arba Nashim Shesona Zavazo. But this area, this concept of two women hating each other has another area of halacha where we'll become a nafkamina. The situation is, those of you, I don't know where in Gittin it is, but those of you who are learning Gittin now in the Daf might have recently seen this or will soon see this. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, I just quoted the Rambam because it's easier to see in the Rambam than the way the Mishnah, the Rambam articulates it more clearly. Lefikach, nashim shechaskasim shesein sonos zo eso. If you have two sets of women who typically, the chazaka is they dislike each other, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, stepmother, stepdaughter, two co-wives, etc. Einam ne'emanos lahaviget be'eretz Yisrael zu lezu. Shema mezuyafu, v'niskavi lekalkalosa, kadesha tinase v'teyasra al baila. Let's say you have two co-wives. So one co-wife brings the get from the husband to the fellow co-wife and says, my dear co-wife, unfortunately, our husband has decided he doesn't want to be married to you anymore. So she'll bring the one co-wife A will bring the get from the husband, will be the shliach from the husband to co-wife B. we're worried that really this is all a ploy of Kohef A to try to mess up Kohef B. What will be the mess up? Kohef B takes the get and says, oh, I'm now divorced. I could get married to some other guy. It was all a ploy. The husband never sent a get. Kohef A was never given the get to bring. But this is all Kohef A's ploy to get Kohef B to mess up, marry some other man. If she marries some other man, she's going to be usher to her first husband. Now, Kohef A is going to have one. She's just the only wife because she ruined the life and the relationship of Kohef B. So therefore, you always have to be nervous when Kohef A is bringing a get to Kohef B that Kohef A might be making up a ploy. And therefore, Kohef A, the Mishnah says, and the Rambam paskins, Kohef A will not be believed to bring the get for Kohef B because we're worried that Kohef A is just trying to mess up Kohef B. And who is this list? And the list over there in terms of who could bring the get is exactly our same list. Says the Rambam. These are the women who typically hate one another. Chamos, a mother-in-law. Bas Chamos, that's a sister-in-law. Tzarasa, a co-wife. Okay. Now I have one very interesting point that I want to add. Let's say you have a guy who's married. And let me just think if I get this case right. You have a guy who's married to wife number one. He gets divorced. Okay, I'm going to leave the next case. That's a little bit of a more complicated case. I don't remember exactly how it works. Fine. With that background, knowing the case of Gittin and knowing what the Gemara said in Kiddushin about Yichud, let's jump straight to the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch's paskins in the case in Hilchas Yichud. So, Simen, Chaf Beis, Hilchas Yichud, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the following. Mutar l'misyached im shtei yevamos. You could be misyached with two women who are equally able to fold to Yivam to the same husband. They each are nervous about each of the competition. O shtei tsaros, two co-wives. So if two co-wives come into my office, then I could talk to them one on two, even though there's normally one man and two women are aser. O isha v'chamosa, that's a mother-in-law, as I wrote in. There's a tension between them, and therefore if a woman and her mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law come in, there's no issur of yichud. Oim isha ubas baila, a woman and the daughter of her husband. That's a stepdaughter. A stepdaughter. Stepdaughter is automatically mutter to have, you're allowed to have yichud with a stepmother and a stepdaughter. Oh, look at the next one. This we didn't speak out before. Isha ubas chamosa. Let's think of that. Isha ubas chamosa, his mother-in-law's daughter. That's your sister-in-law. That's your husband's sister. That's, there's a lot of sister-in-law dynamics. I don't have to, there's always dynamics in families, and the sister-in-laws don't get along so well. So these scenarios, again, there are different kinds of sisters-in-law. There's my wife's sister. There's the husband's. There are different ways you could have a sister. There are three ways you could have a sister-in-law. So note that the Gemara only says this about your husband's sister. So if you are the husband, imagine your wife with your sister. They might not get along so great. Hope they do. But if they don't, that's what this Gemara is talking about. And all these, if you have a situation where these two women, Mepnei Shason concludes the Shulchan Aruch, Mepnei Shasonos, Zu Azu, Ve'ein Mechapos Zu Azu. And if one would do something wrong, the other wouldn't cover up for her. The other wouldn't cover up for her. You see, normally, if you have a man with two women, and one woman does something wrong, the one who did something wrong might be covered up by her friend. My friend might cover up for her. Okay. Now, the second halacha that we learned, in terms of the child, we're going to see what the Achronim say in a minute to get a little bit more precise definition of what ages we're actually speaking about. V'chein, ignore the letters, we'll get to them soon. V'chein, says the Shulchan Aruch, im isha sheyesh ima tinokes ketana. You have yichud with a woman who has a little girl with her. And I told you that that little girl doesn't have to be her daughter. It could be any little girl. And what's the age of that little girl? She knows And again, the pasuk says it doesn't mean that she actually knows what bia is, because sometimes girls don't know that until a little bit of an older age. But she knows what inappropriate behavior is. But at the same time, she's not old enough. She won't give herself over. She doesn't herself have bia tzahara. What is the heter of having such a child present? She'ena mizana lefaneha. The woman, the adult woman, won't be mizana in front of this little girl, because this little girl, lefish himegala es soda, will reveal the secret of the inappropriate behavior that had transpired, and the adult woman will be scared of that little girl talking. Okay, so at what ages are we talking about? What's the point that we are worried that, again, is this a two-year-old? Maybe a two-year-old is too young. She doesn't know that it's inappropriate behavior. Until for an 11-year-old girl? Is an 11-year-old girl Moseres Atzmah Labia? She's not Moseres Atzmah Labia. Is it Tolyam Bas Mitzah? Let's see what the Achronim say. So the Bach is quoted to say the following. Ad tes shanim v'yom echad eina Moseres Atzmah Labia. You could be confident that a woman does not have a Yetzirah until she's at least 9 years old. I think that's pretty young. To say that a 9-year-old... 9-year-old or a 10-year-old could potentially be seduced and become interested in having beer with a man. I think that's pretty young, but he says, until that age, you could be confident that she's definitely not Moseres Atzmah Labia. So from the age that she knows what's inappropriate, until 9 years old, that's what the Bach seems to hold. Okay. Now, let's switch tracks just for a minute. And then we're going to come back to this halacha. Rabosai, let's talk about yichud in general. Not specifically about yichud with a woman and a little child together. Let's talk about yichud. Am I allowed to have yichud with a little girl? No one else. Not a man with another woman and a child with her. Not a case of one man with two women, one of them being a child. I want to know, is yichud usher with stam, just a little girl? So we, of course, learned this a long time ago. And we're going to use that bit of information to help illuminate our shaila, where we're talking about yichud with a woman and a little girl, will be illuminated by understanding the halacha of yichud with a little girl on her own. The halacha is, and this is the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll see it inside now. I don't know if we ever had the opportunity to see it inside, so let's see now. How old does a woman have to be to have yichud be aser? Tinokas, and this is what we know, tinokas shepchusim bas shalosh, a little girl less than 3, it's not ruul yilbiyah, there's no esir yichud. V'tinok, pachas mi ben teisha, a little boy less than 9 years old, there's no esir yichud. V'tulis yachri mahem. So therefore, if you have a high school girl who is babysitting a 7-year-old boy, no problem. If you have a high school girl babysitting a 9-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, that's an esir of yichud. That's a very serious esir of yichud. That would be Asur Gomer, maybe even Asur Daraisa. Why, if she's a little girl, why if she's less than 3, is it not Yichud at all? Because Shalom Gazra Ella al Yichud Isha Haru Yilabia, Vish Haro Yilabia, and a girl below 3 years old, and a boy below 9, of course, is not even Ru Yilabia. Fine. Look at what the Chalkas Mechokik says on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Here, when we talk about a little girl less than 3 is okay. But if she's above 3, can I ask you a question? What are you worried about? If you have a man with a being misyachid with a 5-year-old girl, you said that, now that she's 3, she's ru'ilabi, it's usr. What do you mean? You think he's going to convince her? He's going to convince a 5-year-old girl to have bia? She has no interest in it. It's disgusting to her. Well, there's no yetzahara for a 5-year-old girl. What's going to happen? Why is there isn't a yichud with a man with a 5-year-old girl? Says the Chalkas Mechokik. Aval lemalam gimel, once she's 3 years old and it's royal labia, af she'ein moseres atzm labia, even though she doesn't have a yetzar, she herself is not interested per se, yesh lachosh le'onas upitui. We're worried that he'll seduce her, or he'll, God forbid, ma'anes her. Both, God forbid. And therefore, again, this is talking about just one man, one woman, a little girl. Once she's 3 years old, we're worried that even though she herself is not interested, she has no yetzara. Coming from, from within, but she could be either convinced, seduced, taken advantage of, God forbid, and therefore Yichud will be asur with her. Okay. Now, let's add another prat that is very halacha lemaisa. Let's talk about that Uber case. Let's say people are traveling, or the case that was talked about by most of the achronim, which is the case of a wagon driver. You have a wagon driver who takes a lady. Okay, that would be yichud. What if she has a little girl with her? She has a little, her daughter with her, or not her daughter, any little girl. Will that permit the situation? Well, theoretically, that should be matir, you know, that should be matir the situation. Of course, if you recall, we added, the Rishonim say that baderech, you always need an extra person to be present. Excuse me. When you're baderech, we're always worried that there's an extra person that has to be around. Why? Because if you have a man and a woman, let me rephrase it, you have a man and two women. I'm sorry, let me take that back. Normally, if you have two men and a woman, that's fine. Two men and a woman, that's mutter, that's of course not yichud, two men. But we're worried that one of the men will have to excuse himself and you'll be left with one and one. So we say, baderech, you always need an extra person. So, would we say, if you have one man and a woman and a little girl, so that should be, normally one man with two women is asur, it's yichud, but since one of them is a little girl, she's going to talk, the older woman will be scared to do anything inappropriate. Does this heter apply even baderech? Let's think for a second. Let's say, what are we worried about? You're worried about the little girl will go to the bathroom and will be left with one man and one woman? You think you're going to let a little girl go off to herself to the side of the road without, you know, watching her? So maybe you don't have to be concerned of the baderech, one person excusing themselves, and you'll be left with one and one. Let's see what the halacha will be with baderech. Says the Beis Shmuel, Im isha sheish matinok is ketana, fine. So Bach, in the name of the Marashah, wrote the following. Baderech lo mahani ketana, shema teilech lumakam tzanua v'tizna. We're worried about something a little bit different. Let's say they're on the road. They're on the road, and there's a man and a woman of similar ages, and then there's a five-year-old girl. Says the Bach, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about, since it's on the road, the woman will go away from the little girl, and the man will go away from the little girl. They'll leave the little girl on the road, they'll go into the forest on the side, and they'll be mizana. Because the little girl's not, you know, she might not really, she might, if she saw something inappropriate, she'd talk, but she might not realize that if the man went to the forest and the woman with her went into the forest and mommy went into the forest and this wagon driver went into the forest, she might not realize that something's going to be happening in the forest. She might not realize that that's an issue. So, says the Beis Shmuel, Paskins here, this psak, that baderech, you need a little girl will not be enough. You need another person to be present. Like in general, we're worried about baderech. We always need another person present. Okay, next case. The Bach, the Beis Shmuel asks, you told me in the Shulchan Aruch we just saw that yichud is aser from when a girl is three. If yichud is aser when a girl is three, then why are you telling me that when a girl is five, she could protect her mother? It's usher to have yichud with her, so it should be usher to have yichud. Why is she a protective factor? Hadam hani kan ketana she'ena maser satsatsma lebiya. Let's say it's a five-year-old, a seven-year-old. She's not going to give herself over to bia. She has no interest in this kind of thing. She has no yitzhara. But if she has no interest in this kind of thing, then why is usher to have yichud with her? B'yichud yima usher. So we saw the answer to that. Even though a five-year-old or a seven-year-old isn't interested in having bia and it doesn't have yesahara, but still us should have yichud with her because the man might take advantage of her. Okay, now listen to this. If you have a five-year-old girl, that's going to be yichud because maybe he'll be ma'anes her. But if you have a woman and a five-year-old girl, that's going to be mutter because the five-year-old girl might talk, and will spill the beans, so therefore the adult woman is not going to do an Aveira. But wait a second. Maybe the same way if you have Yichud of one and one, a man with a five-year-old girl, we're worried that the man will be Ma'anes, the five-year-old girl. Now that you have a man with a woman and her five-year-old daughter, why aren't we equally worried? The man will seduce the woman and then be Ma'anes, the little girl. The adult woman, the man could seduce. And the five-year-old girl, the man could be Ma'anes, like we just said. Why aren't we worried about that? So says the Beis Shmuel, Kan lekech shash onas. We're not worried. If it's Yichud just with a five-year-old girl, we're worried that he'll be Ma'anes, the five-year-old girl. But if it's a woman and her five-year-old daughter, or a woman and a five-year-old girl together, we're not going to be worried that he'll be Ma'anes, the five-year-old girl, to Gedolima. There's an adult woman with her. So the adult woman will make sure that the little girl doesn't get ma'anest. But we're not worried that there's going to be a seduction because the little girl can't be seduced because she's too little to be. She's not interested in this kind of stuff. So therefore, we have this heter of one woman with a five-year-old girl. That's going to be mutter. Except abadarach. Fine. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take this question a little bit further to see how things work baderach. What do we have to be worried about baderach? And the reason why we're going to talk about this is because this is a very common case. It's a very common case that a woman who has a little daughter calls a cab. It's very common. It's common now. You know, in Williamsburg, by the Hasidim, where the women don't drive or they don't have as many cars. So they're taking cabs all the time. If you're telling me that it's Yichud, so you have any woman goes in a cab, oh, she doesn't want to go by herself, that's Yichud, so she'll take her little daughter with her. So if you tell me that's Yichud, that was always the heter of Yichud, is I'll take a five-year-old daughter, girl, with me. If you're telling me that even since it's Baderach, that's also going to be Yichud, you're really making life very difficult for anybody who has to travel. Any woman who has to travel can never be with a wagon driver, even if she has a little kid with her. Like, it's just very inconvenient. That's why this Shiloh was discussed by the Poskim in great volume. So we're going to get into this question of the appropriateness of the presence of being baderach with the presence of a five-year-old girl. We're going to take it a little bit further. We saw already, he's quoting something that we saw. We saw the opinion quoted that the heter of a five-year-old girl, a little girl who will spill the beans and make sure nothing happens, is only in the city. Davka bi'ir sagi biktana, aval baderach, tzash yeshtena shim im haktana, o'od ktana achas. We're worried that maybe the man and the mature woman will, you know, wander off the derech into the forest, and the little girl will not realize. That's what we said before. And because of what we just said, that opinion, that's the opinion of the Marshal, the Drisha said, I don't understand, but how does everyone take a cab? All the people in our neighborhood, they're all taking cabs, they're all taking wagon drivers. How do we do that? It sounds like it's usher. Tema, the Drisha says, Tema ha-minag, the minag in Klai, so among, you know, you have to take a wagon. Shenagu latzeis l'derech, afilum egalon goy, even with a goyish wagon driver, the minag was always to take a shomer katan, oktana, shiodea tambia. You take a little, a five-year-old who knows, you know, who could be permit the situation, a five-year-old who knows what's happening, and knows that it's inappropriate, but doesn't have Yetzirah themselves. And that was how the Minigan Kaiser was, that how women took cab rides, took wagon drives. So says the Drisha, you know what? I think that we don't have to be worried that Baderach, that you need somebody else. Normally, when you have Yichud, you always need an extra person Baderach. The Drisha is going to suggest right here that if it's a situation where there's a ketana, a five-year-old girl present, then you don't have to have an extra person, even baderach. Why is this case baderach more lenient than any other case of baderach? Says the Taz, he's quoting the Drisha, De'ench sha'ashem yitztarech ha'shom le'nekavav, te'lecha ish imo, kevan shomer shola. If you have a woman, a 30-year-old woman, and a cab driver, we're worried. You have a 30-year-old woman and a cab driver, but there's a 5-year-old girl. You think the 30-year-old woman and the cab driver will go into the forest, and the 30-year-old woman is going to leave this poor little 5-year-old girl on the road by herself? That's idiocy. That's absurd. Any mature woman who has a 5-year-old girl under her charge is not going to walk off into the forest for 20 minutes, half hour, leaving her 5-year-old kid on the road by herself. So therefore, you don't have to be worried that the cab driver and the mother or this woman will wander away, leaving the little girl by herself. You don't have to be worried about that because the older woman is in charge, has to take care of that 5-year-old girl. That's the Drisha's suggestion to why even by Derech you don't need an extra person. Yet, the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, Sheminhag Rahu Vitzar Chavata. It's not a good minhag that people go with wagon drivers just with a 5-year-old daughter. Which means that the Bach doesn't like the minhag of Klal Yisrael. So says the Taz, Ani Omer Chas Lemare. You know, it's very inappropriate. It's Chas V'Chalila that my father-in-law said, Al Benos Yisrael Kazos. The Klal Yisrael. Again, this apparently was the minhag in Europe, and you know, in the 1600s, that women would go with a Goyish, a cab driver whether Jewish or Goyish, with a 5-year-old girl, with a little girl. And that was the minhag. And the Bach says it's a bad minhag. Taz is trying to protect Klal Yisrael, trying to say that the Klal Yisrael's minhag is okay. You can't say that it's a problem. Why? And he has two svaras. He's going to have two svaras. Two very unusual stories. Let me take you back all the way to the beginning of the sugya. In the beginning of the sugya, where the story, we learned about the halacha of you're allowed to have yichud with two women who hate each other, to a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, stepmother, stepdaughter, sisters-in-law. And then the Gemara said in that same context, similarly you could have yichud with a woman, with a little girl. Do you know what was right before this in the Gemara? Right before this, it talked about yichud with animals. So it's about yichud with animals, right? Are you worried or not about a person doing something inappropriate, God forbid, with an animal, to commit bestiality? And then right after that, the discussion of bestiality, it talks about mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, two co-wives, traveling with a little girl present. So now, the fact suggests the Taz for the fact that the Gemara, right before this, talked about bestiality. Can I ask you a question? Where do you think bestiality takes place? Does bestiality take place in the city or in the field? Well, it's not going to happen in the city because animals don't hang around in the city, and if they do, you don't do it in the city. It happens in the field where no one's there. Oh. So if the Gemara was talking about bestiality in the previous line or two of the Gemara, and right after that, meaning in the Sada, and right after that talks about mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, and sister-in-law, two co-wives, a stepdaughter and a stepdaughter and a stepmother, and then talks about a woman with her 5-year-old with a 5-year-old girl, and it's coming off the Gemara right after the Gemara that talked about bestiality. Since the Gemara about bestiality is presumably besada, therefore the heter perhaps in the next line, which is talking about the co-wives and the sister-in-law, mother-in-law, and the mother with her 5-year-old child, is also presumably besada. And therefore, I have a raya from the flow of the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara introduces these heterim of Shomrim, including a mother with a 5-year-old girl, a 6-year-old girl, right after talking about bestiality, which, and the bestiality case is probably besada, but derech, in a place where there's no one around. Presumably, it also would apply that scenario, that context of the sada, or the derech, is probably also what we were talking about when we talk about the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and the mother with a 5-year-old girl. And therefore, we see from the flow of the Gemara that the heter of a mother with a 5-year-old girl is probably also applicable basada. Let's see that inside. Says the, again, the Taz, this is the Taz, and he's trying to protect the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Why women had the custom, Jewish women had the custom of taking cab drivers, whether Jewish cab drivers or non-Jewish cab drivers, and taking a little girl with them. And we the Bach said, oh, his father-in-law, the Bach says, oh, that should be problematic because it's baderech, you need another person. Says the Taz, no. De'isa hasam samach lezeh. The Gemara, right next to this discussion of a woman with a 5-year-old girl, was the following discussion. Rav Chanan iklu Rav Kana chazi di yasev ikoy behema kamei. He talked about yichud with an animal. Amalei, lav savamaradish, isu yichud behema, aren't you worried about yichud with an animal, bestiality? And he says, no, I'm not interested in that. Now, can I ask you a question, says the Taz? Misdama, if you're talking about animals and people, well, animals primarily hang out, you know, in fields. Misdama, hasam haya maisa zebesada. B'makam shabehemos ra'os. Presumably, it's talking about where the sheep get graze, where the animals graze. Fine. Similarly, the Gemara there talks about that Abaye would distance himself even from animals. And Tosa says, we're not really worried that, you know, it's not a halacha that you have to distance yourselves from animals. We don't really assume that Jews are going to be involved in such disgusting behavior. It's just a chumrah to stay away from animals. But again, the concern for animals should presumably be only in a field. And the Gemara talked about animals, yichud with animals and bestiality, right next to where it talked about yichud with a woman and her little kid. V'im kain. Koma shemisader sham b'gemara etzel zeh. The fact that the Gemara is putting these two juxtaposed, gam kein maya b'sa. So it must be, it's fair to assume, that the scenario of a woman going with a wagon driver and a little, and his 5-year-old daughter with her, a little child with her, presumably is also applicable in a case of a sada. So therefore, it must be that there's a het, that this heter chazal, that a woman with her child is mutter, is even besada, and you don't need the presence of a third party, of another party. And therefore, says the Taz, I can be melamed zechus on Klal Yisro's minhag, you have a wagon driver and a woman, as long as there's a 5-year-old kid there, that's enough, we don't have to have another person to be matir. But the question is why? You're telling me, you prove from the Gemara, let's say it's a good proof, it's a little bit of a stretch, it's a little bit of a funny proof that since the Gemara is nearby, we're talking about bestiality, and bestiality probably happens in the field, so therefore you see that this next Gemara, where we're talking about people, is probably also in the field, and you see that there's a heter even in the fields for, sisters-in-law, mothers-in-law, stepsisters, and of course the case that we're talking about, a woman with a 5-year-old girl also is mutter in a field. Okay. That's an interesting idea. But why should that be the case? Why shouldn't we be worried? You have, again, you have a driver, a 30-year-old woman, and her 5-year-old daughter. Why aren't you worried that the driver and the mother will walk off into the sunset or into the forest? So I told you, Svara, before that the mother has to take care of that 5-year-old girl. You're not going to leave a 5-year-old girl sitting on the side of the road waiting for the driver and the mother to, you know, come back from the forest. That was one Svara. But the Taz is going to tell us another Svara, and I think we're going to finish with this, one more point after this. The Taz is going to finish with this, that gives us a perspective on Yichud in general. And it's going to shed light on how to look at the whole picture of Yichud. He says, what are you worried about? You're worried that you have a situation right now where there's a man and a woman. That's problematic, but there's a 5-year-old girl here. So long as the 5-year-old girl is here, the woman won't do anything wrong. She's scared that the 5-year-old girl will spill the beans. What are you worried about? You're worried that this situation that I'm in right now, I'm on the road right now, and there might be an opportunity for the woman and the driver to excuse themselves from the road, leave the 5-year-old behind, and walk into the forest and do something inappropriate in the forest. In other words, let me just reframe that for you. That means the situation here and now is that it's not yichud, because it's a 5-year-old who will talk. But you're worried that they'll go somewhere and do have yichud? Says the Taz, that is never a concern of ours. We're never concerned that right now it's not yichud, and you will go do a yichud. As he explains right now in this paragraph. V'chein ha-svaranota. It makes sense that if you have a woman with her daughter, with a 5-year-old girl, that will be permitted on its own, without anyone extra, even if it is b'derech. D'ha-zehirus b'zeh, what's the concern that we are worried about with yichud? Eino elam yishum shem yifata ha-isha. The concern is always that the man will seduce the woman. That's always the concern. U'kishyeh shmira, but if there's a shmira, like this little 5-year-old girl, Yevush atzma b'fnei shmira, the man will be embarrassed that the little kid will talk, v'chein, and the woman will also be embarrassed. V'chein hilo sisratze, the woman will not be seduced, will not be susceptible to seduction. She won't be willing to be involved because she knows the little girl will talk. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about seduction and somebody being convinced to do something where we are here and now. Avalo chayshinan, we're not concerned in Hilchos Yichud Shetelich imo lemakom tsanua, you were not worried that there's a man here and there's a woman here and the two of them are going to go somewhere else into the forest to do yichud. Dim kein b'chol bas yisrael teichosh l'cha. You should be worried that, you know, any case of people being together should be asked, there should be asked to have yichud and shul because maybe there'll be a man and a woman walk off together. We don't say that. Ela pshita, we're not worried that Jewish people do znus. That's not the concern. The concept of yichud is not that we're worried that people do znus. The concept of yichud is that if right now you're in a situation where you are secluded, just a man and a woman, we are terrified that the Yetzer Hara might take the best of us. We're not worried that people who are protecting themselves and are not in a situation of yichud are going to go into a situation of yichud. We're only worried that when you're in yichud right now, the Yetzer Hara, rears its ugly head and could convince people to fall and to fail. But we're not worried that if you're in a good, healthy situation, that you're going to go try and exert energy to be miyached with somebody and to do an aveira. It's only that when you're in yichud and there's just you and one man and one woman, something might happen. That's what we're worried about. Elapshita, this is an incredible insight into the concept of yichud in general. Elapshita, before we see this next line, let me ask you a very simple question. And then you'll appreciate the next line. Yichud with one man and one woman, and the door is unlocked. So this goes back to the discussion of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. I told them, Ikar HaDin, if the door is unlocked, it's probably fine. Probably fine. You shouldn't rely on that. You should, if there's just one man and one woman, you should try to be a little more machmir, make the door a little bit ajar, have another person present. But Ikar HaDin, one man, one woman, the door is unlocked, it's mutter. Can I ask you a question? If we're so worried about Yichud, why aren't we worried that they're just going to close the lock? All that, just a little flick of the wrist. You see? Watch. I just create a situation that I'm alone with a woman and anything can happen. Why are we worried about that? Why is there a hetter of Pesach Pesuch? I could just lock the door. The answer is, because if right now it's not Yichud, you're not worried that a Jewish boy and a Jewish girl are going to do Yichud. If it is Yichud, we're worried that people are going to be, if you're in a situation that's yichud, if you're in a locked room with a man and a woman are in a locked room, we are scared that the HR will rear its ugly head. And there'll be nechshel, God forbid. So therefore, don't get ourselves into that situation. But if it isn't yichud, we're not worried that you're going to make it into a yichud. So too here. If you have a wagon driver with a woman and her five-year-old, are you worried that which is not yichud, because the five-year-old will spill the beans, so everyone's scared to do anything wrong. You should be worried that maybe the mother, or the woman, and the wagon driver will go into the forest and be miyachin and do something wrong, that we're not concerned with. That's not what the concerns for Yichud are. Ela pshita, look what I underline, she'ein b'nos yisoh nechshedu al znus, ela harchoka b'yichud is what? She'yetzahara mesis oz b'yoseh. There's a tremendous yetzahara when you're locked in a room with one woman. She'ein busha mipnei adam acher. There's no one to be ashamed of. It's just, a man and a woman, and there's no one that they're ashamed of. Then that's where we're scared of Yichud. But to say that if there's a child here and I'm scared, everyone's scared, they don't want the child to spill the beans, but that they're worried, but maybe the mother and the wagon driver will go somewhere else where there is yichud and do something inappropriate, that far Klal Yisrael aren't accused of. Klal Yisrael don't do that kind of thing. So what the Taz is coming out is a tremendous kula, but a tremendous kula that also is a big insight into the nature of yichud in general. The Taz is telling us that if you have a situation of a woman with a child, that's going to be mutter not only a five-year-old child who might spill the beans because they don't really understand, they know it's inappropriate, but don't really know what's going on. They don't have a yetzara themselves. They can't be seduced because they don't yet have a yetzara. That is going to be mutter. And not only that, but even baderech, we don't have to be concerned that the wagon driver and the mother will walk away. And the Taz tells us this incredible insight that if it's not yichud right now, you don't have to be concerned that it will become yichud, because Klal Yisrael don't put themselves into znus situations. They just might be weak in a situation that if it is yichud right now and we are in yichud, then we might be nechshol, but not that we will put ourselves into a yichud situation and go to do averas. Znus, we're not choshish for. Yichud, we are concerned for. Any questions on that svara or that sugi that we did until now? Okay, last point for today is what one of you asked earlier. We're just about finished with the sugya. is, okay, you have a yichud with a little girl. We're worried that the woman's worried that the little girl will spill the beans, so it's not yichud. What about a little boy? A little boy. So you have yichud, you have a man and a woman, and the woman has not her 5-year-old daughter, but her 5-year-old son. 5-year-old son has no idea. You know, he knows sort of what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. You know, if he sees something weird, he'll talk. He still doesn't have Yetzirah yet as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old. So is that going to be permitting? Will that permit the Yichud as well? Is it only a little girl who might spill the beans? What about a little boy who might equally spill the beans? I know girls might talk a little more than boys, but okay, the boy sees something weird, he could still say something. So here we have an answer to this question, not found in Hilchas Yichud, but that's clear from Hilchas Nida. In Hilchas Nida, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a situation, which is a sugya in its own, which we're not going to go into, and that's Pirsa Ishto Nida. Let's say the Chazan Kala Chuppas Nida, right? The Chazan Kala get married, and it's a very difficult situation, but it's not the end of the world, but it's very unpleasant for the first week. The Kala is a Nida at the time of the marriage. So, okay, so we'll allow him to put the ring on her finger, even though she's a Nida. But after that, they can't have Yichud, right? She's a Nida. They were never together. They're not allowed to have Yichud. So what do you do? So there are different ways we could solve the situation. The way the Shulchan Aruch says, the way the Gemara says, and we're going to see what the Ramah adds in a minute. Chasan shepirsa kalasa nida kodesh shabalah. Right, once there is bia already, and the Yitzhar has been somewhat tamed, then you're allowed to have yichud with your wife, even though she's a nida. Of course, that's the whole world lives like that. But if it's before bia, then you can't have yichud. Lo yis yachid yima. Ella, rather, what is the solution? Says the Gemara, as paskent here in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida, hu yashem ben ha anashim vehi yashem ben ha nashim. The chasan will go back to his dorm room. The girl will go back to, you know, the girl's dorm room, and they'll sleep separately. Very awkward, right? So the Ramah says that's not the minhag. The Ramah says the following. The minhag is that we let them go in a room together, but we also have a little boy in the same room and a little girl in the same room. V'minhag likach katan eitz l'chasan, uktana eitz l'hakala. Fine. You have a little boy there, a little girl. The question if you need both or one is enough. What do you see? You see that a little boy's presence is going to help you to prevent the Isser of Yichud. And the Shachter points out, what kind of little boy are we talking about? Sheyodim tam bia, a little boy and a little girl, the age that we're talking about to save the Yichud situation, is that the Yodea tam bia, v'she'en mosim atzma bia. They know what's happening, they know what's inappropriate, but they don't yet have the Yetzahara. So you see from the halacha, that the heta that we've been discussing today of a woman who has a young child accompanying them that might spill the beans is not just a little daughter who might spill the beans or a little girl who might spill the beans, but equally a little boy who might spill the beans. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, a man and a woman, and with the woman is a child. How old is the child that will permit yichud? So without getting into another discussion, maybe we'll talk about it next week, maybe not, I'm going to bring you the halacha l'maisa mamish from the Dvar Halacha. Again, this is the Bible in Hilchos Yichud. This is how he paskins. He says, if you have a little girl, 3 years old, she already might know what's appropriate or inappropriate until 9. Once she's 9 years old, we're worried that there's maybe a chance that she could be seduced, she could be interested in this activity herself. So what's the age that she's Yodea Tampi? She knows that something's inappropriate, but she ain't most or not small bia, but she wouldn't give herself over to bia. She wouldn't have any Yetzahara possibly to be want to be involved in it. What's that magical age? A girl between 3 and 9 years old. So on both sides, this is a big heter. If, let's say, I want to babysit my nieces. I want to babysit my 12-year-old niece and 5-year-old niece. So normally one man and two women, and that's us, sir. But since there's a 5-year-old niece, she's this age between 3 and 9, she's yodea tambia ve'en moser asatim labia, that age will permit the whole situation. So this is a very appropriate and applicable if a woman wants to take a keb, and she doesn't want to be with a kebi alone in yichud. If she takes a child, between a girl between 3 and 9, that will be mutter. Alternatively, the Dvar Halacha says, if you have a boy who's 5 years old, 5 or 6, question among the poskim, until 9, that also is a boy who understands that things are a little bit inappropriate, and things that, this is weird, oh, I saw what they were doing, that's really, they were doing crazy things, until he's 9, when there's a possibility he might have some interest in this kind of activity. So in that gap from 5 or 6 until 9, those 3 or 4 years, we're also, that's an age that will permit the yichud of a man and a woman. So that is basically the sugya of the shmira in general, and shmira of people who hate, women who hate each other, and shmira of a katan or a ktana with adults.